WFAN, WFAN FM, WFAN FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
For the Bill Ford Tough Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, it's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network, and wherever you are in the free Odyssey app. Good Tuesday morning. A couple of great offensive performances yesterday by both the Yankees and the Mets, and you feel good coming in this morning if you're a fan of either one of those teams. We talked about why or how the Yankees would turn it around with some of the issues that they were having with just basically Soto and Judge carrying the offense. Well, you bring in a guy like Jazz Chisholm, who is willing to do anything and everything, who has not been in a situation where he has been on a winning team for very long and not a lot of energy down there in Miami. He fits right in and provides it for the Yankees, and he'll do anything. He'll play third base. You want to throw me at third base? Never played third base. Gleyber Torres, on the other hand, he was asked about it. I don't think so. I'm a second baseman, so I'll play second base. Are you serious? I mean, you're essentially leading the league in errors at that position. You have been in the crosshairs many times this year because people are questioning your want to. And then when you're asked to do something for the team, you go, I don't think so. I'm a second baseman. Well, this is why the Yankees needed Jazz Chisholm, and they needed him right now, is because that guy, he's got the energy, and he's willing to do anything for the team. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Hey, good morning, G. Sorry, I'm a little bit late this morning. I was just trying to figure out my jury duty responsibility.
You got to do jury. Oh, you got that
God,
in the mail, huh?
For the Southern District?
Southern District?
In Brooklyn?
Oh, that's terrible.
What are we doing here?
Well, there's no way you're going to get on a jury.
Man, I want to be on a Trump trial. This is what I want to be. Put me on one of those bad babies.
Yeah, but you're not going to get selected on a jury. You're too famous.
I'm not going to get selected.
But you're too famous to be selected.
I'm going to walk in there and I'm going to say guilty.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean,
that's usually how it goes.
I don't know how anybody gets selected for a jury these days.
Because you're on the voter rolls, because I'm a registered voter.
No, I'm saying, but
I want to do my civic duty. You know that.
I know you do, but it's impossible for you because you're too well known.
That they may not know me over there.
Come on, stop.
Look, what do you mean stop?
I mean, I
walked into the Nassau County jury pool and they didn't know who I was. And that I was getting interviewed by the two lawyers representing each side.
And what did they ask you?
They was like, Mr. Esiason? I'm like, what?
Yeah.
No, it's Mr. Esiason? Mm. Yes. All right. What do you do for a living? I said, I'm in media. I'm in TV and radio. Oh, really? What do you do? I work at WFAN in the mornings, 6 to 10. Really? Yeah.
Dummies. Come on.
They're not sports people. They have no idea. So, the one guy, I think, wanted me, but the defendant's attorney did not want me.
Okay.
I think they asked me a couple questions, and I was pretty honest with them.
But if you're in media, don't you get automatically tossed?
No, I don't know. I have no idea. So the guy says to me, he says, so if my client is found guilty of a certain crime, I said, death penalty. Okay, you're out.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, we had a host who was a long time, he just retired. He was a long time columnist. He was one of the big columnists for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and he hosted middays for us at 93.7 The Fan. He found himself on a grand jury.
That's what I'm saying.
I remember that now. So I guess if you're in media, they don't toss you out. I was like, how the hell did you, of all people, find yourself on a grand jury that you got to serve for like 6 months?
I know. It's amazing. So I got to deal with that now. So anyway, I'm not starting this morning by being negative about Gleyber Torres. I'm not. You know what? Last night, 29 runs between the two teams, home runs galore. Everybody showed up. Everybody got a hit in the Mets lineup. Aaron Judge and Soto are over 300, as we know. They're tearing it up. Maybe Jazz Chisholm is the guy that is going to be the energy that they desperately, desperately needed. And who knows? I don't think it's going to happen. But would you be surprised? And there have been some trades between teams that are actually going for it, by the way.
Remember
we were talking about this yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying how you didn't think that this would ever be the case. Well, that's not, I mean, this has been a crazy trade deadline, which has been great for all the baseball writers and all the fans and how many teams are involved, who's going for, like, Seattle's going for it, and you got to be happy about it. The Cubs are trying to figure out what they're doing. You got the Mets going for it. The Yankees going for it. The Astros going for it. I mean, this is great. This is what you want. Phillies are going for it. And of course, I mean, this is great. Baltimore is going, I mean, it's crazy what's going on right now. So I personally think, could the Yankees be entertaining any sort of offer for Gleyber Torres? But you'd have to have, you know, you still would create a hole in the lineup and obviously on the field, but you'd have to be able to get the right person to be able to fill that void.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about this all day yesterday after seeing that story. I mean, is it feasible? Is there an internal option? And the answer really is no, unfortunately, unless you end up finding somebody else via trade that you can trust there. So it would be playing with fire. But and I don't necessarily want it to be a negative Gleyber Torres story either. It's more the fact that it's a positive Jazz Chisholm story.
Yeah, 100%.
And that's what they needed. They needed someone who was going to do whatever was asked and someone who's going to provide the energy. And just basically saw last night him when he's hitting those home runs, how much he's beloved already by that team. But I would look to deal him, but it is playing with fire a little bit. And it's just a weird thing. A guy who's been there that long to deal at the deadline when you're trying to win. It would be strange, but I can't imagine.
It all depends
on
what you're trading for and what you're getting back.
Right, exactly.
And if you're creating a hole by doing that, you better be able to fill that hole or another hole that you're creating because of that trade.
It's a shame that DJ LeMahieu was cooked, because if he weren't cooked, then you could make that deal. You could put Chisholm at second base. You could put DJ at third, and you'd be okay with everything. But he's done. You feel like he's completely washed up, and you can't trust him to be out there every single day in that lineup. So yeah, but I mean, this now the next big one, as this is trade deadline day, of course, 6 p.m. today, the next big one now is Blake Snell. Do either the Yankees or the Mets give up what they're going to have to give up to get Blake Snell? Now, Blake Snell was trying to get a massive contract in the offseason, only ended up signing a 2-year deal that was a lucrative.
Does he have an opt-out after this year?
I don't know.
Which would be
yes, he does.
He does have an opt-out. Okay, so he has an opt-out. So basically, if he comes in for either team, or any team for that matter, and he has a really strong August, the team goes into the playoffs, he leads them to the World Series, he will opt out and he will sign a bigger contract next year. So,
if he comes here and then he ends up stinking up the joint and getting hurt, then he'll just he'll opt in.
Exactly. So that's what you're dealing with there. So I don't know. Look, David Stearns is not giving up any top prospects.
We know that. And nor should he, by the way.
No, we're not advocating for that. But what we are advocating for is doing what he's doing. He's trying through different means to fortify the bullpen and the starting pitching, but without really losing some of these assets that they got last year when they traded Scherzer and Verlander.
That's right.
So smart business. And plus, some of these players are finally playing up to their contracts. And when you think about Francisco Lindor and what he is doing, you know, he has every right to be on the outside of the MVP conversation. He's touching it, if you will, the conversation.
He's touching the conversation.
Depending on how he finishes this season and how the Mets finish this season and what kind of August and September they have, I think, you know, he is basically earning his dollars. He's earning his dollars in the field and at the plate. And to me, again, it goes all the way back to when Francisco Alvarez was out of the lineup and finally came back in. Because he's different than Chisholm is for the Yankees, but he's the engine for the Mets.
Yes, of course, and that was a major, major point. If you go back and see their record out of all the things, whether it was a silly stuff like Grimace or when June started or whatever.
Players-only meeting.
You point back to Alvarez coming back.
Yes.
You have said it's that really was the thing. So with the Mets, you don't necessarily want to go around and trade those prospects you got in last year. But for the Yankees, it's a different story. This has been an all-in year from the beginning. And if Blake Snell is going to get dealt and you feel like you need help in that starting rotation, which I think everybody feels that way when you are a contender, then you got to make that deal. The price might be high, but Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone and everybody's ass is on the line here. You got to make that
deal. Yeah, I mean, and again, I feel like sometimes a broken record when it comes to the Yankees. You know, the moment that they traded for Juan Soto, they're in all in this year. They're all in. That's it. You know, I keep telling McMonagle, I think you guys are going to the World Series. You're all in.
You guys?
Yeah, because he's part of their team.
I mean, essentially.
He's their spokesperson.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, I like him because, you know, he is a positive Yankee fan. Most Yankee fans, I'd like to think they're positive, but, you know, the loud, what's that? Did he text you again? Because you're interrupting my thought process.
No, that was actually me accidentally hitting the button.
Oh.
Putting a paper down there. So that was a conversation with Zoo.
Oh. Okay. What was I saying?
I don't know.
Neither I. But anyway.
Oh, Chris McMonagle, positive Yankee fan.
Yeah, he's a positive Yankee fan. He's like the spokesperson.
Right.
I think, you know, and that's great. I love that. But some other Yankee fans can't stand Brian Cashman, can't stand Aaron Boone. Like, they can sit in that dugout or they can sit in that office and make the decisions that are going to get the team to the World Series. The decision to get the team to the World Series started with Dick Garrett Cole. It started with Juan Soto, Giancarlo Stanton, giving Judge the contract that he got. You know, those are all World Series type players.
And Stanton comes back last night, doesn't get a hit. He walked once, but he didn't strike out. So that, to me, is a positive.
But it lengthens the lineup.
Didn't strike out.
Gee, it lengthens the lineup. You know that's important.
Usually comes back as that platinum sombrero and is flailing at sliders down and away.
Yes.
That didn't happen last night.
That's good. That's
so maybe
a good
that's
thing.
A step in the right direction for him.
So, look, both of these teams got until 6 o'clock today.
Mm-hmm.
Will they do something? Well, I think the Yankees will definitely, I feel it in my bones, like they're going to go after Snell. They're going to try to get him.
You're feeling it in your bones.
I am. I don't know why.
Wow.
Yesterday, I felt the rain in my bones.
Yeah, I know. It was poured by me for like an hour and a half with a thunderstorm. Look at this flooding outside. I needed a day like that, though. You know? After a long, crazy weekend, I just hang out with the thunderstorm. I sit in the house. Not a lot of pressure to go outside and do something. So that's what I feel. Like when it's nice out, I got to go outside. I got to do something. Got to play golf. Got to go on a boat. We only get 3 months of nice weather around here. I can't waste it inside. Gonna spend the entire winter inside. Got to get outside. Come on, family, let's go outside. God damn it!
Right. So I look. Last night was great. A lot of runs, a lot of hits. Everybody looks good. Everybody feels good this morning. Good pitching. Good solid pitching, by the way. And you saw Buddha. What did he go? 3 innings last night.
Yeah,
right?
I mean that was sort of a curious decision, was it not?
Well, I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to maybe get him ready to become a starter if they don't add a starter.
Right, and
that's what I think they're trying to lengthen him out. You know, it's like I tell you about length in the lineup. It's also length for the
pitcher. I mean that he would be the internal option that you have.
Internal options.
Internal option that you have because of what happened to Christian Scott and obviously Kodai Senga. So maybe you're right. Maybe that's what it is. I mean, Evan tweeted it out. You said wasting Buddha for no reason. Maybe there is a reason.
No, they're
stretching him out.
They're stretching him out. That's exactly right. Stretching, lengthening. It's the whole thing, G. You know that.
I don't know who did this, and I know I complained about this yesterday. Someone spilled. So this is a weird setup here. There's this piece of like plexiglass that is over the desk. Okay.
Yeah, well, people on TV can see
it. You can see that.
So it's like right here. You see this little...
And there's also like little holes.
Well, they're screws to hold the plexiglass down.
So there's no screw here. So someone spilled some sort of liquid. That could have been coffee. It could be juice. It could be something. And it went in the hole here, and it got under the plexiglass, and there's liquid between the desk and the plexiglass. And now, because it's liquid and it's something, it's starting to smell. So now...
That's not good.
It's not. It stinks now. So now we're going to have to unscrew this whole thing.
Let me ask you a question.
And clean it.
These lights here that make us look good?
Yeah, I don't have... Mine's not on.
Why is it not on?
I don't know. It's broken, I guess.
What? Really?
I don't know. It's not on.
This will not allow... These lights here will not allow us to take that plastic off. Like somebody has to come in, has to disconnect the light, pull the light... body off, and then they can take. Because I would say we could just do. I can unscrew this one.
Yeah,
here.
I know. Yeah. Well, we should be able to unscrew it and then just lift the whole thing up.
Yeah, the light. See,
the light will just go off with it.
I got two of these things off now.
All right.
I got my third one. Let's see if I can.
We gotta get this.
I got my third one.
You gotta keep it. Keep them in the so we don't lose them.
All right.
Oh, this one's of course stuck.
Yeah, of course. See, that's got the juice under it. It's got the juice under it.
I mean, who just spills stuff and leaves it?
I don't know. I like it, though, you know, because I like clean things. I like things to be clean.
Yeah, I mean, and this
I came back yesterday and I cleaned my office.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
I mean, Yousef does a good job, but, you know, there's a lot of papers and crap all over the place.
Yeah. No, I know. I need a full cleanse of my office. I just got junk in there everywhere.
You get sent stuff. When you sit in there, I went in there yesterday and you're sitting in there.
Yeah.
I could barely see you. I mean, you're like a little quarter.
No. I feel bad. It's nothing that I have. It's all given to me. Yeah, I don't bring it in.
Like you have stuff that you can hang on the walls and make your office.
I'm not allowed to hang it on the wall. I'm not allowed to.
On the walls.
I'm not allowed to. I was told I wasn't allowed to. I wasn't. It's a union violation.
Take that helmet off. By the way, I spent an hour and 15 minutes with Phil Simms on the phone yesterday.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Would you lose a bet?
No. You know, we were talking football. Just talking football.
A couple guys talking football.
Yeah, and I found out I didn't. Maybe this was announced. I don't know.
Get in here.
You think it was announced?
What was announced?
That Phil Simms is doing the preseason games for the Giants with Carl Banks and Bob Papa.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Neither did I.
I said, you better have a freaking good makeup artist.
Yeah.
See, the good thing that we had at CBS, we had like Allie and Jules
right.
And Mindy.
You don't know if they've got a good one over there?
I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, because if you don't get the right makeup on him,
yeah,
you could like see right through him.
So you got dressed up today, I see.
Over here, this one right here, Zoo.
Just a little bit.
Try to get this one off. I can't get that one off.
Is this a Steve Summers spider thing?
I don't know. Was he in here? Come on, Zoo.
Zoo, you putting weight back on? Zoo? I want to talk about it. It's a thing we could talk about. What are you doing?
We need a tool here or something.
We need a plumber's wrench. Just get a plumber's wrench. I have it in my office. Yeah, I have a really nice tool set under my desk.
Can you smell that from over there?
It stinks.
It's disgusting.
It is gross.
I can't focus.
You know what it smells
like?
Do a
show with the stench.
It's hard to say what it smells like because I know what it smells like, and I don't want to describe it as that.
Like funk, like genital funk.
Yeah, little nasty genitals.
That's what it smells like to me. It smells like nasty genital.
See, I don't.
Funk. All right. Yeah. We're almost there. There. I got some liquid here. All right. We're going to work on this.
We're going to work on this. We're going to make this happen.
This one needs to come off here, and then I think we're good. And then we got to move these arms.
Do you think this happens like Michael Strahan or Nate Burleson or any of those guys?
No.
I don't think so either.
Absolutely
I don't know why
not.
Has it got to happen to us all the time.
Because they don't care. Nobody cares.
We care.
I mean, we care, but nobody else cares.
But who else? Like who's the person that should care? Caring.
Well, who's the person who came with the idea of having plexiglass over a regular desk?
Well, that's a TV side thing. You know, it's not a radio thing. That's a TV side.
Yeah.
So
but then stuff gets
maybe Stephen
stuck under there.
Maybe Stephen Waldron would know.
I mean, but there's like a
Why don't you ask Stephen Waldron?
Stephen, did you guys put this plexiglass here?
That's been there since before we started airing, you guys.
Oh, really? So it's somebody else's fault.
I mean, there's like chunks of M&M's. There's a playing card under here.
I mean, some of that could have been cartons.
I think it is.
Yeah, carton probably left some of that stuff here. It's 2017, dude.
I mean, there's a paper clip.
Is it petrified?
Yes!
By the way, just think about it. I was thinking about this the other day, just a random thought.
Yeah.
About the petrified forest.
Okay.
Like, what is that?
Don't know.
Have you heard about it? I've heard about it.
But
what the hell is that?
I'm going to have to look it up. I don't know. Do you know what it is?
I know what it is, and I know where it is in California, but I'm just like, what? Why?
I don't know.
And I'm sure there's a million people out there riding right now going, you know, he's an idiot. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. I know what I'm talking about. I'm just like, what? It's like one of the most amazing things.
Did Summers host here over the weekend, speaking of petrified things?
Oh, jeez.
Because he would be the guy that would have spilled this.
As some schmutz?
Yeah.
He's a guy with schmutz. Yeah, I can see that.
All right. We're one knob away from getting this thing off.
And he did not.
Okay.
All right.
All right, it's Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. This needs to be cleaned like immediately. It stinks so bad. Like this cannot be good for our lungs.
I mean, this is like spank times 10. I mean, it is disgusting.
It's like menthol mold.
I mean, I got to see this on TV, see what it looks like.
So we, yeah, they're, and CBS Sports Network's coming back now.
All right.
We lifted the plexiglass up, and you could see it. It's just whatever is underneath here that's some, so it's still wet. So this just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever this week, this past weekend, is not like this on Friday, spilled some sort of something or other down here. Doesn't say anything about it. It's just wet and it's stinking. There's mold over here.
That, there's a quarter there. There's a card there. What's the other thing? What's the thing with the... What's that?
This is like a piece of the microphone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. The quarter's got hair growing on it.
If Oz the Mentalist was here, he could tell you what card that was.
I was going to say, does anybody want to care to take a guess at what card that is? I'm going to say the Seven of Diamonds.
Four of Spades.
Hershey Akioka.
I'm going to say the Queen of Hearts.
Oh, Ten of Diamonds. All right, throw that thing out.
All right.
That's all right, some nasty. Mm-hmm. Well, I got Allie... Maybe Alec can.
No. You can't make Allie do this.
I will.
Do you? Well, you got cleaner or spray it?
Spray it. Spray it down
and let it sit. Honestly, let it soak in because that is some sticky goo.
Remember, if we get cleaning supplies, I have no sense of smell, so I have no problem going near this.
Dude, that's a very good point. That is some nasty ass funk right there, man.
Yeah, that's funky, man. That's some raunchy smell.
That is cheese whiz.
Boop.
No, that is that. Oh, what is this? What is this? What is this blue thing? What is that?
Half of a fork?
Is that a fork?
I said half of one. I don't know.
That is disgusting.
I don't know.
Man, I'll tell you what. We got some professional operation around here, don't we?
Jesus.
You know, I'm glad you finally said something because I was getting a little... It's...
Look at it on TV!
That could be like a petri dish of like, you know, COVID or, I mean, it could be some other spank crap in there. I mean,
that looks like a sample in a lab.
Right.
Like, this probably is not good for us right now. Like, seriously, being exposed to whatever this is.
I quit. Where's HR?
This is what does it.
Steven Waldron.
Yes.
What's up, Lex? You see this?
It's hard to look at, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's nasty.
Oh, hard to look at. You're blocks away, man. We're in here smelling this garbage.
This thing comes right up.
Oh, that is some nasty.
Thank God we're 3 miles away. Oh, my God.
Yes, exactly. Just a little embarrassing, don't you think?
I just found one of Jody Mack's teeth.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
All right, Jerry. Well...
Yeah, you got an update for us, Jerry. A lot of home runs last night.
We are brought to you by The Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door, and by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. I'll start with the Yankees and the Phillies in Philadelphia. And yeah, there were home runs. You got a couple from Aaron Judge, who's got 39, and the newest of Yankees hit a couple.
And Chisholm hits one in the air, deep to right. Castellanos turns around. There it goes! Adios, amigo. Smooth jazz. Jazz Chisholm, his second home run of the night.
You like the smooth jazz?
Smooth jazz, yeah.
That worked for you?
I liked it, yeah.
Part of the Yankees' 14-4 blowout win in Philadelphia. Juan Soto, 3-for-5, big two-run double in the fifth as well. Post-game on Yes, almost the screw up with Meredith.
Two home runs for the newcomer, Jazz Chisholm Jr.
Yeah. Almost. She was able to fix it, whereas others like Keith McPherson on the fan couldn't.
Bring new blood in here, like a Chaz Chisholm who just like...
Whoops.
Chaz Chisholm.
What happened to the list?
By the way, what happened to him last week?
Who, Chaz or Keith? What happened to him? I don't know. I wasn't here.
I don't know.
Okay.
Deal with this week's mess.
All right. I didn't know he had an issue last week. Okay. Here is Jazz Chisholm. Not only did he hit the two home runs, he played third base and looked like a third baseman. So how was it?
Oh, I felt really comfortable at third. felt back in the infield felt great. I mean, that's where I feel like I deserve to be.
Are you spraying bleach?
What the hell is that?
It's bleach, man. This is bleach.
Dude, that's worse than the schmutz.
No, remember we had this stuff. We had this stuff for the COVID. Hopefully it still works.
Oh, man.
This is bleach, man.
The bleach smells like roses compared to this spank.
Smelling this much bleach, not great. Not great.
You think that'll work on there?
We don't need, on the bot. No, but this is working just fine. Whatever the hell this is.
Chaz Jism.
Thank you. Here's Aaron Judge. I might have homered twice, but you know what? I got to be better.
We're trying to get there. You know, I still struck out, I think, three times tonight. So we got some work to do. But, you know, luckily those times I struck out, guys behind me picked us up. Like, Wells is there in the fifth having that big at-bat to kind of put the game away.
That's Austin Wells with an RBI triple.
That's what they really need, Jerry.
Is Wellsy?
No, they need like, what do they call it? They call it like secondary support.
Well, they had first support, secondary support, and third support.
When they get secondary support, they're very tough to beat.
And yes, they scored 14 runs. They're going to be tough to beat. Luis Gil better than Zach Wheeler, who got lit up 7 runs over 5. The Yankees just a half game behind first place Baltimore. The Orioles split 2 with Toronto. And along the way, you had this happen.
Here's the high hole, the pitch. Up and in, and that got McCann in the helmet. He goes down in a heap. Ryan Ebel, the trainer, is out along with Brandon Hyde. Oh, man.
Oh, no. I mean, obviously no intent. Yariel Rodriguez has no idea where the ball is going. He got him in the face, Jeff. He's bleeding right on the field.
Yeah, and he was bleeding badly as I think he broke his nose from a 96-mile-an-hour fastball at him right in the face.
He looked unrecognizable.
When he talked to the media?
Is that a different guy?
Well, that's what happens when you get hit in the face with a fastball and you've got a black eye and a broken nose, and he stayed in the game.
Yeah, I did. I take a lot of pride in being tough and do everything I can to stay on the field. That's what I was able to do today.
Well, he stayed on the field all right and did look unrecognizable.
You know what I thought about, too? Maybe this is unfair.
Giancarlo Stanton.
No, Rory McIlroy. Misses a couple of putts, can't talk to the media. This guy gets his face rearranged, and he's out there talking to him.
I hear you. Now, he reminded me of a hockey player yesterday. Just, oh, God. I mean, even looking at it in slow motion, the ball basically just crushed his nose, and yet he stayed out there. And
you go to work, you show up. You get paid to do a job. You get a broken nose. So what? Fix it and let's go.
Okay.
I mean, I came in here after getting a hockey stick to the teeth.
You did.
And I had that little, oral surgeon climbing all over me to get that tooth back out of my jaw. And the next morning, I came in.
You did. You were here, even though you were numb.
That was at 3 o'clock. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I came right here.
You were drooling all over your chest.
Yes, I know. Yes,
I remember.
I still do that.
I was actually there, too. Garrett Cole, Aaron Nola tonight. We'll have him a fan at 6 p.m. First pitch, 6:40. As for the Mets, they also had a hit parade going at Citi Field.
The 1-2. Ripped in the air, right field. Kepler in. Can't get it. It drops in for a hit. Winker scores. He had to hold up. Good read, though, by Vientos, who goes to third. Jeff McNeil pulls a single to right and pulls the Mets in front. It is 2-1 New York.
And they would just cruise from there. 15-2 the final. So the Mets and the Yankees combined for 29 runs last night. The Mets going to 56-50 with that win. Every Met player in the lineup had a base hit. Pete Alonso, the game-tying home run before that. McNeil, go-ahead RBI single. Luis Torrens, 3 hits, 3 RBIs. All was good. And here was Pete Alonso. So how good was the offense? As only Alonso can tell us.
It was great. I mean, I thought 1 through 9, we were super great, super disciplined with the zone.
Super great.
Super great, super disciplined.
He's a super dork. Love him, but my God, yes. The Mets remain tied with the Padres for the second and third wild card spots. Half game behind Atlanta. Tonight you've got Sean Manaea making the start. First pitch on WCBS 880 at 7:10. Also could have put some more space between themselves and the Diamondbacks, but Arizona came back with 4 or 5 runs in the ninth and beat the Nationals last night. It's the way that goes. All right, we get to you. All right, you got something?
No. I was just looking for another paper towel just to clean up one more thing.
Fair enough. Aaron Rodgers annoyed at practice on Monday. Here's wide receiver Alan Lazard. He made it known he was pissed.
He obviously expects the same standard that he holds himself to out of everyone else. And today just didn't
resemble that at all. I think as an offense, we were just a little bit sloppy at first.
And Tyler Conklin was asked.
They need Davante Adams.
Well, interesting you bring up Davante Adams. One place he's not going to go to will be the Commanders. This was Adams on the Hot Ones podcast. I don't know what provoked this comment other than he was on the Hot Ones podcast.
And then you got the Washington football team. I mean, they obviously just miserable because the stadium is horrible. The city is not great at all. I'm probably going to get somebody at my front door after this, but that's just how I feel. We on Hot Ones right now, so this is just a raw and cut.
Right.
Yeah.
We on Hot Ones right
that's
now.
That's it. A raw,
he's coming.
Uncut bit, yes. Back to the Jets. Here was Tyler Conklin just talking about, you know, how amazing Rodgers is day to day.
I mean, it's kind of the feel thing, and it's kind of hard to explain because so much of it is just trying to see the game through Aaron's eyes, right? And that's kind of impossible because he's kind of like the Oppenheimer of football, right?
Hey, can I ask you something?
Yes.
Can you just find something from last year and replay it, and it would just be the same thing this year?
Sure, I could also play post-game clips from wins. The guys say the same things after those, too.
Yes.
That is very true. I could keep a little catalog.
Right, I just feel like the Jets they have a better team this year than they had last year. There's no question about that. And maybe there is a real expectation that, you know, Aaron's going to make it through 17 games, and therefore everybody's feeding off of that, and hopefully that's going to be the case. I mean, their schedule is set up for them to get off at least to a 6-2 start. It is.
Agreed. If they lose the opener.
Yeah. Nah, the opener is tough, but it's on the road. And then the next week it's on the road at Tennessee. So it's going to be, if they lose to the 49ers, depending on how they lose, that'll be a long 10 days. That's going to be a long, whatever it is.
For sure.
7 days.
Whatever. Oh, yep. Here's Bears quarterback, the rookie Caleb Williams. He was asked what part of his game needs the most work right now and what he's furthest away from being really good at. It took him a while.
Furthest away. It's a good question. I would say right now, working on my got me with that one. Stump me. I would say working on my
crap.
My blitz looks.
He finally gave me. I guess it must be nice to be that good.
Well, it's one thing to be out there in the practice field doing, you know, where you can't get hit and you don't have the anxiety of playing and everything else. Once he gets into a real NFL game, he'll understand what he needs to work on. And just things that he hasn't seen before. That's all.
Kind of, yes.
We all gone through it. Some handle it better than others, and some of us didn't handle it so well.
And like him or not, this might be one of the cooler things you will hear or see and hear at the Olympics. Snoop Dogg doing play-by-play. Of badminton.
Oh, I love this badminton right here. This is a great rally right here between China and the U.S. right here. As you see, it don't stop till the casket drop. They rocking and rolling, back and forth. Give me that. No, I need that. Nope, over here. Nope, over there. What about over there? Nope, what about there? Nope, give me that. I need that. That too. Nope, sit down somewhere. Yeah, wait a minute. Hold it way up in the sky. Now down. Back up. Over there. Now over here. Get out the way. Move. I told you we need that.
That was a good point.
I was on Peacock yesterday, yes. No idea who won the match. The U.S. Olympic women's basketball team beat Japan 102-76. American swimmer Ryan Murphy wins bronze in the 100-meter backstroke.
All right. Hold on. I got to get the reads for you.
Okay. Get me the hell out of here.
It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough Studio.
I kind of feel like Pat McAfee standing up the whole show.
Yeah, he probably doesn't deal with this stuff over there at ESPN.
Oh,
right?
No way. Yeah. He'd bitch and complain about it. Yeah. Somebody would do something about it.
Yeah, Norby Williamson would come in
we don't know
clean it up for.
Yeah, we don't really have anybody to bitch and complain to, do we?
As a couple of people.
This is kind of like one of those in-between things.
Yeah, we just...
But nobody wants responsibility.
We're just going to handle it, and we've handled it.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. A lot of bleach, a lot of cleaning product in here. So Boomer and I we went to the COVID drawer and got a couple of masks to put on here because of all the, we've been breathing in a lot of stuff over the last 10 or 15 minutes. I don't know what's worse, the splooge that was underneath the plastic or the cleaning products, but we feel... And we also got Martin Travers on the case. We feel like we've done a really nice job here, and we feel accomplished. So they're going to schedule a deep clean, apparently. Boomer's still under the desk right now. He's
He's under the. He's trying to connect, reconnect that little light that's in front of him. But yeah, we still have
canoodling.
We still have.
Where the hell did that go?
I don't know. Mine's been broken for a while, so I don't even know if it matters all that much. I don't see it now. It doesn't seem like it's on now. Whatever, you figure that out later. Yeah. He'll fix it in a break.
He'll fix it?
Yeah. Marty said he'll fix it. Yeah. So, can we figure out exactly who was in this studio over the weekend, Fleegs? Just because I need somebody to blame for this. I really do.
So I have the list of who was on. I will text and reach out and ask just who was in this studio.
I mean, you can't spill an entire cup of coffee or whatever that was. It was either coffee or some sort of dark juice underneath this thing and then leave it there not say anything. Can't do that.
We need hazmat suits.
I mean, the stench that I was experiencing sitting there, and then once we lifted it up, it was even worse. That was just as bad as it gets. So
can I just get rid of all this crap?
Yeah. Yeah, you can. Well, that's a mouse pad that's been there since like 2007.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's just a lot of garbage.
Where's your giant helmet?
Where is it?
It's right next to you. Marty Mart, how you doing, man?
That's Mart.
Good.
He's a man who cares.
He does care. He definitely cares. He's got some pride.
He does. He's got some pride. I know.
Okay.
Well, us going this morning. I can't do this with this man. Can you believe we did this for like years? Like, what the hell? Ugh.
Wait. You know, when Carton was here, we had Chinese food. We had all sorts of Italian food.
I know. I found a dumpling underneath there. Trust me.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Anyway, well, I feel better. Do you feel better?
It still stinks in here. I'm getting a headache.
Stinks like what? Like, you know, bleach or like the other
stuff?
Well,
it's bleach.
The joke is,
I think I'm going to have to leave.
Just have Zoo and Fleegs do the show, right?
Oh, my God.
You guys did a show together once, didn't you? Dumped it, the two of you?
Me and Gallo did, and Fleegs was on the board for that one. And me and Fleegs have done the warm-up.
You know, this mask thing, it makes you hot and sweaty.
I know. Did they fix the AC in here?
I'm telling you, the whole place is falling apart.
Well, it's the summertime. Everybody puts their feet up.
They're spending so much money in other parts of the building. And they built that new building behind us.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just getting lost in the mix.
Just totally getting lost.
Stu Gatz was criticizing pretty much everything about this place before he even knew about that.
Yeah, that is true. Before he knew about the spill that had happened here. Which, I mean, we've got that now on tape for the rest of time. You tweeted it out.
Yeah.
CBS Sports Network has it now. I mean, that was as flat out as disgusting as it could possibly get. And there's even, I mean, look here. We didn't even get this part of it over here.
Yeah.
I mean, I better not get sick. I'm going on vacation. Look. And they've got it here, speeding it up. And this is awesome on CBS Sports Network. All of us working hard to get this stupid ass thing off so we could clean it. Oh, look at it. There it is again. Oh. Anyway. All right.
Well,
I don't know what to say now.
Let's settle down. We got it done. We got to take
Fleegs, are you on? We're not going to get, you know what's going to happen is Blake Snell's going to get traded to the Yankees at 10:01. That's what's going to happen today.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when the Isaiah Hartenstein stuff came out, like 9:59 as you guys were wrapping up.
We kind of knew what was going on. Kemba Walker,
that's happened a bunch of times to you guys.
A ton of times.
We thought it, you know, $25 million a year, which was, you ended up getting, $27 million over 3 years, right?
Right. Yeah. I just mean the sense that it always, like, big news always seems to break as soon as you guys are off the air.
Right.
It is what it is. We kind of, we expect Blake Snell to be moved. And I would think anybody in a Chicago White Sox uniform can be moved. Anybody in a Colorado Rockies uniform could be moved. Anybody, obviously, they have moved everybody out of Tampa Bay. It's interesting. Ken Rosenthal wrote an article about how Tampa Bay is actually showing it the way to be done to when you want to just dismantle your team and acquire assets in return.
Yeah. I mean, even when you still kind of have a shot. Because they were, two games over 500?
Exactly. They're right there, but they said, you know what? Let's get rid of these guys.
Yeah. let's move on and try to get to another level in this organization. But, yeah, I don't know if the asking price is high for Snell, reportedly, so I don't know if it's a lock that he gets moved.
Somebody's getting him.
I mean,
watch Houston get him.
That'd be a repeat.
I'm telling you.
With Verlander a few years back.
Yeah.
Although Chris McMonagle says that Justin Verlander would not have been the same pitcher if he had gone to the Yankees as he was when he went to the Astros, which is interesting. It's an interesting point.
Well, the Astros have a...
We're cheating.
Well, yeah, and plus they're using that
spider
stuff.
Tack.
Sticky stuff.
Sticky stuff.
And then
Chaz Jism Jr.
Well, they also have a some sort of pitching guru there, right? That
yeah.
helped him figure
sure.
it out.
Right, yes.
They all figure it out.
Coach Spider Tack.
Garrett Cole was there.
Yeah, no, he was.
He figured
Chaz
it out.
Chaz Jism. So add that to the mix. So now we have Keith McPherson, Ed Coleman, John Sterling, Keith Hernandez, Brad Heller, and almost Meredith Marakovic.
And we have another one, too.
You have another one?
Another addition, I guess, from last night.
Chaz Jism. Oh, that was Marco Belletti. That was from two nights ago. That's right. We played that yesterday. Marco Belletti. Who's next? Who's next on the Jism list?
If it's Marco, it's a double whammy because he was potentially in here over the weekend.
Oh.
He's one of the five possibilities.
The way, did he give you the list of who was in here?
He did off the air.
He did. Who was in here just so we can kind of deduce who we think probably left the spillage?
So we don't know
Chaz Jism
in this exact studio yet. I've texted them to ask. I know who was on the air between Saturday and Sunday. So we have Danielle McCartan, Pete Hoffman, Moose, but I think he does it from home, so not him.
Yeah, well,
Marco
looks like some super celebrity. You know, let him do it from home. I don't get that.
Yeah, well, he's earned it.
Yes.
I don't know.
If he earned it, wouldn't he be doing middays?
He was, and then they fired him. They probably feel bad. Let him do it from home now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Al Cintron, Ann Liguori, Tommy Lugauer, and Sean Morash.
All right. It's probably Morash.
That's got Morash.
If this is Tommy, is he no longer the future?
Generational talent.
Yeah.
It's definitely not Ann Liguori.
This is why I'm a generational talent.
Yeah, it's not Ann Liguori. It's not Danielle.
Yeah, it's not one of the...
You have to take the women out of it.
Well, right. Also, if she had accidentally spilled something, she would have, called... She would have taken care of it right away.
She's a professional.
Yeah, unlike these other animals.
These guys are animals. It's got to be a guy. It's got to be one of these slaps, came in here, just spilled crap all over the place, decided not to say anything about it.
Right.
And then we have to deal with it.
Exactly. And we did. Swiftly, I might
add. Loogie!
Wow. Zoo thinks it's Loogie. That's his. That's what he's doing through the drops.
I'm just looking at the people. I'm here on the weekends. I kind of have an idea who comes in and who doesn't.
No, he likes to sit low like Evan.
I'm a low rider, you know? But I love these Loogie drops, too. It's the first time I've seen them in here, so I'm going to have fun.
Yeah, all you see from our perspective is just Zoo's head. It's all you see is his no body. It's just this floating head.
Jism.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. A lot of bleach, a lot of cleaning product in here. So Boomer and I went to the COVID drawer and got a couple of masks to put on here because of all the, we've been breathing in a lot of stuff over the last 10 or 15 minutes. I don't know what's worse, the splooge that was underneath the plastic or the cleaning products, but we feel... And we also got Martin Travers on the case. We feel like we've done a really nice job here, and we feel accomplished. So they're going to schedule a deep clean, apparently. Boomer's still under the desk right now. He's trying to reconnect that little light that's in front of him. But we still have...
The noodling!
We still have...
Where the hell did that go?
I don't know. Mine's been broken for a while, so I don't even know if it matters all that much.
Does it work now?
I don't see it now. It doesn't seem like it's on now. Whatever, you figure that out later. Yeah. He'll fix it in a break.
He'll fix it?
Yeah. Marty said he'll fix it. Yeah. So, can we figure out exactly who was in this studio over the weekend, Fleegs? Just because I need somebody to blame for this. I really do.
So I have the list of who was on. I will text and reach out and ask just who was in this studio.
I mean, you can't spill an entire cup of coffee or whatever that was. It was either coffee or some sort of dark juice underneath this thing and then leave it there, you know, and not say anything. You just can't do that.
We need hazmat suits.
I mean, the stench that I was experiencing sitting there, and then once we lifted it up, it was even worse. That was just as bad as it gets. So
can I just get rid of all this crap?
Yeah. Yeah, you can. Oh my God. That's a mouse pad that's been there since like 2007.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's just a lot of garbage.
Where's your giant helmet?
Where is the...
It's right next to you. Marty Mart, how you doing, man?
That's Mart.
Good.
He's a man who cares.
Yeah, he does care.
That's
he definitely cares.
He's got some pride. He does. He's got some pride. I know.
Okay.
Well, that got us going this morning. Oh. I can't do this with this man. Can you believe we did this for like years? Like, what the hell? Ugh.
Wait. You know, when Carton was here, we had Chinese food. We had all sorts of Italian food.
I know. I found a dumpling underneath there. Trust me.
Exactly.
Oh my God. Anyway, well, I feel better. Do you feel better?
It still stinks in here. I'm getting a headache.
Stinks like what? Like, you know, bleach what I, or like the other
well,
stuff?
Well, it's bleach.
The joke is,
I think I'm going to have to leave.
I don't. Yeah, just have Zoo and Fleegs do the show, right?
Oh, my God.
You guys did a show together once, didn't you? Dumped the two of you?
Me and Gallo did, and Fleegs was on the board for that one. Me and Fleegs have done the warm-up.
You know, this mask thing, it makes you hot and sweaty.
I know. Did they fix the AC in here?
I'm telling you, the whole place is falling apart.
Well, it's the summertime. Everybody puts their feet up.
They're spending so much money in other parts of the building, and they built that new building behind us.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just getting lost in the mix.
Just totally getting lost.
Stu Gotz was criticizing pretty much everything about this place before he even knew about that.
Yeah, that is true. Before he knew about the spill that had happened here. Which, I mean, we've got that now on tape for the rest of time. You tweeted it out.
Yeah.
CBS Sports Network has it now. I mean, that was as flat out as disgusting as it could possibly get. And there's even, I mean, look here. We didn't even get this part of it over here.
Yeah.
I mean, I better not get sick. I'm going on vacation. Look. And they've got it here, speeding it up. And this is awesome on CBS Sports Network. All of us working hard to get this stupid ass thing off so we could clean it. Oh, look at it. There it is again. Oh. Anyway. All right.
Well,
I don't know what to say now.
Let's settle down. We got it done. We got to take
it. Fleegs, are you on? We're not going to get. You know what's going to happen is Blake Snell's going to get traded to the Yankees at 10:01. That's what's going to happen today.
Yeah.
I mean, that's when the Isaiah Hartenstein stuff came out, like 9:59 as you guys were wrapping up.
We kind of knew what was going on. We Kemba knew that they Walk.
That's happened a bunch of times to you guys.
A ton of times.
We thought it, you know, $25 million a year, which was, you ended up getting, what, $27 million over 3 years, right?
Right. Yeah. I just mean the sense that it always, like, big news always seems to break as soon as you guys are off the air.
Right.
It is what it is. We kind of, we expect Blake Snell to be moved. And I would think anybody in a Chicago White Sox uniform can be moved. Anybody in a Colorado Rockies uniform could be moved. Anybody, obviously, they have moved everybody out of Tampa Bay. It's interesting. Was it Ken Rosenthal wrote an article about how Tampa Bay is actually showing it the way to be done to when you want to just dismantle your team and acquire assets in return?
Yeah. I mean, even when you still kind of have a shot. Because they were, what, two games over 500?
Exactly. They're right there, but they said, you know what? Let's get rid of these guys.
Yeah. Let's move on and try to get to another level in this organization. But, yeah, I don't know if the asking price is high for Snell, reportedly, so I don't know if it's a lock that he gets moved.
Somebody's getting him.
I mean,
watch Houston get him.
That'd be a repeat.
I'm telling you.
With Verlander a few years back.
Yeah.
Although Chris McMonagle says that Justin Verlander would not have been the same pitcher if he had gone to the Yankees as he was when he went to the Astros, which is interesting. It's an interesting point.
Well, the Astros have a...
We're cheating.
Well, yeah, and plus they're using that
spider
stuff.
Tack.
Sticky stuff.
Sticky stuff.
Sticky stuff.
Sticky stuff.
And then
Chaz-jism. Junior.
Well, they also have a some sort of pitching guru there, right? That
yeah.
helped him figure it out.
Right, yes.
They all figure it out.
Coach Garrett Spider Cole, Tech.
Garrett Cole was there.
Yeah, no, he was.
He figured
Chaz
it out.
Jism. So add that to the mix. So now we have Keith McPherson, Ed Coleman, John Sterling, Keith Hernandez, Brad Heller, and almost Meredith Marakovic.
And we have another one, too.
You have another one?
Another addition, I guess, from last night.
Chaz Jism. Oh, that was Marco Belletti. That was from two nights ago. That's right. We played that yesterday. Marco Belletti. Who's next?
Who is next?
Who's next on the Jism list?
If it's Marco, it's a double whammy because he was potentially in here over the weekend. Oh. He's one of the five possibilities.
The way, did he give you the list of who was in here?
He did off the air.
He did. Who was in here just so we can kind of deduce who we think probably left the spillage?
So we don't
Chaz
know
Jism.
In this exact studio yet. I've texted them to ask. I know who was on the air between Saturday and Sunday. So we have Danielle McCartan, Pete Hoffman, Moose, but I think he does it from home, so not him.
Yeah,
Marco.
Moose like some super celebrity, you know? Let him do it from home. I don't get that.
Yeah, well, he's earned it.
Yes?
I don't know.
If he earned it, wouldn't he be doing middays?
He was, and then they fired him. They probably feel bad. Let him do it from home now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Al Cintron, Ann Liguori, Tommy Lugauer, and Sean Morash.
All right. It's probably Morash.
That's got Morash.
If this is Tommy, is he no longer the future?
Generational talent.
Yeah.
It's definitely not Ann Liguori.
This is why I'm a generational talent.
Yeah. It's not Ann Liguori. It's not Danielle.
Yeah. It's not one of
the. You have to take the women out of it.
Well, right. Also, if she had accidentally spilled something, she would have called. She would have taken care of it right away.
She's a professional.
Yeah. Unlike these other animals.
These guys are animals. On. It's got to be a guy. It's got to be one of these slaps. You know, came in here, just spilled crap all over the place. Decided not to say anything about it.
Right.
And then we have to deal with it.
Exactly. And we did. Swiftly, I might add.
Loogie!
Wow. Zoo thinks it's Loogie. That's his. That's what he's doing through the drops.
I'm just looking at the people. I'm here on the weekends. I kind of have an idea who comes in and who doesn't.
No, he likes to sit low like Evan.
I'm a low rider, you know? But I love these Loogie drops, too. It's the first time I've seen them in here, so I'm going to have fun.
Yeah, all you see from our perspective is just Zoo's head. It's all you see is no body. It's just this floating head.
Jism.